This is episode number 2500 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, August 8th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
More sharks, more NATO. It's the, believe it or not, 10th anniversary of the Sharknado movies.
Oh my God, do you remember? This is how old we are. We were this many years old when we found out that there was a Sharknado. We were the first to report about it.
Somehow it actually feels like it's been longer.
Thanks a lot.
No. It's from Sharknado, not this. So just Sharknado.
Have you ever watched any of these? I mean, have you really?
Yes, I have.
Yes, she has.
Yes.
Okay, all right,
yes,
okay. I'm just checking.
Well, it got to the where it got, I want to say like maybe it was number three. It got a little far-fetched for me.
They were far-fetched to begin with. What the hell's not far-fetched about a sky full of sharks landing? And while they land, they swallow people on their way to the earth. In the Sharknado.
NATO-verse. Yeah.
God. Who thought of this? Sitting around a table.
Someone who was really high.
No. Yeah, they were all passing the bong. I tell you. They're like, hey, you know, it would be funny.
Uh-huh. Flying sharks and such.
Yeah.
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 I mean, don't you ever think about it when you open your toilet, there's going to be a shark in there?
Oh, my God. Oh, I do remember that now. Look,
Or a snake.
Don't go there with snakes. I can't handle the snakes. Sharks, yes. Snakes, no.
Hey, I have to look in the toilet every time I open it.
Snakes.
That has never happened.
Why did it have to be snakes?
So anyway, they're bringing back the Mac Daddy of them all.
Oh, we should have called that. We should have called that the Mac Daddy after Meg 2.
The
Megalodon.
The Chomp Sensation. Starring Tara Reid, Ian Deering, and hundreds of man-eating sharks. What if they're SAG members?
Oh, anyway, God, I never thought about that.
Caught in a tornado over Los Angeles is back with new kills and new thrills.
I can see this. Shark land sharks with the picket signs out in front of the studio.
Right.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
They'll be picketing and land shark will be there, too.
I love it.
Candy Graham.
I have a lot of friends that are picketing right now.
Left Shark will be there.
But Right Shark won't.
Probably
right
not.
Shark, or was it Left Shark that took off? I don't know. Right Shark or Left Shark.
Left Shark is a popular one. And then Baby
Dance
Shark, Mama Shark, and Daddy
music.
Shark will be there.
Daddy? Oh,
and,
Baby.
Ganja Shark will be there
shark,
as well.
Shark.
Can't forget Ganja Shark.
Ganja Shark.
So, to celebrate the occasion, the studio released a Barbie-themed poster to
promote
the
film,
playing in theaters for a two-night only
cinema event.
Oh, no,
this is not going to be on TV. Oh, wow.
No.
Wow.
It's going to be in the theaters for two nights only, August 15th and 16th. It's a Tuesday and a Wednesday. Not even the weekend. It's going to be a Tuesday and a Wednesday.
It's a Taco Tuesday, and it's a Sharknado Tuesday next week. Okay,
so,
we got to write that down.
Fun fact.
Yeah?
The movie almost wasn't.
Really?
No, because the term was actually a throwaway line in another sci-fi movie, Leprechaun's Revenge.
It was a line of dialogue? Oh, it's a Sharknado! Oh, my
yeah.
God. That's crazy.
Success of Sharknado led to sequels, sure. But they probably could have stopped with the one.
Yeah,
maybe
two. Probably. A
and
lot of people could care less.
A good drinking game. Or
there you
a
go.
Good,
well, yeah.
Or a good pizza binge party or something.
Oh, look at you.
Who knows?
You're being all Puritan. No drinking in this.
Where did you get no drink? I don't
you,
know.
Well, you said a pizza binging party, and I'm like going like, well, then that's instead of drinking. That's why I put that. Oh, come on.
Well, I meant the Sharknado binging.
Sharknado.
Your girl, Halle Berry.
Oh, man.
Yep. She's in the news.
Okay, I hope it's good news.
Well,
don't tell me it's bad news.
Any time Halle Berry's in the news is good for you. It doesn't matter
true.
If it's good or bad.
That's
really.
Good news. Good.
You'll make it good
tell
in your
me
head.
She left that Van Hunt. That would make it really good news.
She showed off her ever-evolving hair in a stunning Afro selfie with the cheeky caption. Halle shared an Instagram selfie Sunday with her hair completely curly, writing Sunday serve, My man loves this.
Wow.
So as far as the van thing, SOL.
You know what, though? She's changed her hair so much this year. She let it go. I don't know if she let it go gray or she actually dyed it kind of with a gray tinge for a while, but she cut it.
Yeah.
She cut it. And then, of course, now when women cut their hair, it doesn't matter because of extensions. So, you know.
If you can afford them.
I would have them because my hair won't grow any longer than it is.
How are you thinking about getting some extensions?
Why not? I mean, you know. I get this Weird Al look going, don't you think?
Yeah,
he's got long hair like me. Long curly hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Except he's way richer, so.
He has a lot of more hair than you do,
thanks.
I think, though.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
Well, Kenny G's got the hair.
Blow this out, and it could look like Weird Al.
Oh, well.
But then I couldn't fit through doors. So.
What, because of your hair or your ego?
Because I'd have an afro, too. No, my ego's already big enough to make the afro bigger.
She also urged her followers to forward all complaints to her man.
No. There are no complaints when it comes to her selfies. Never. Never seen a bad selfie of that woman, ever.
Well, fans were quick to praise Halle for embracing her natural mane.
See?
One person said, you can be bald and you will always look amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Kudos to your man for this look.
Actually, she would look good bald. She would look good bald.
She would.
She'd look good anything.
One person wrote, no complaints. You can still wear a trash bag and still be hot. Wait, I said that wrong. Hold on. Another person said, no complaints. You could wear a trash bag and still be fire.
Fire! Oh, my God, she could, too.
Fire.
She could, too. Oh, my God. I mean, I don't want this to sound wrong, but I cannot imagine what some women have to go through to straighten their hair, you know?
Yeah.
How long does it take?
It's a process. I mean, there's just so much to it.
How long does it stay straightened? I don't know. We used to, watch Scandal with Kerry Washington.
Uh-huh.
And once in a while after, a bedroom scene, she'd get out of the shower and her hair would be all curly. But normally her hair was kind of like all styled up and straightened a little bit.
Right.
They never show you that on the movies or the TVs, women straightening their hair.
No. Some people have to pay for it to be
done.
Well,
I get that.
And some people...
I get that. It's just got to be hell.
Well, then there's the whole thing. If you have straight hair, you want curly hair.
Well, that's it. That's always been the point, right? I think that's it.
And then you have to get a perm.
Yeah. And that does nasty stuff to your hair, doesn't it? I don't know.
It's just painful. It's painful. Being a woman, it's rough, man.
Well, with our apologies to all women everywhere, because it's rough, man. It's rough, man. Including Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.